We will start today on all fours. So just bring your knees under your hips, ground your hands just ahead of your shoulders, hands shoulder width apart, palms grounded, each and every finger connected with the earth. And we just move into cow and cat pose. So when you're ready, lift your tailbone, stack your vertebrae, start to look up, draw your navel in, draw your shoulders away from your ears. As you exhale, drop your tailbone and round. Drop chin to chest, really feel lovely roundness in the top of the back. So breathing in as you look up and breathing out as you round into your spine. As you breathe in and look up, feel the heart shining forwards, the throat opening. And as you round, feel a lovely broadness in the back of your heart space. And then two more. Wonderful. And when you're ready, tuck your toes under, come up into a downward facing dog, and it can be a blissful dog, so pedaling out the heels. Introducing a stretch into the back of the legs, the hamstrings and calves. Still feel that lovely groundness with the hands, palms into the floor, and when you're ready, come to stillness in downward facing dog, lifting tailbone high, drawing the chest towards your thighs and breathing into the back of your heart space. And when you're ready, walking your feet to meet your hands, coming into forward bend, dropping chin to chest, easing nose towards the knees, just again breathing into the back of that heart space to create space in the spine. And you may like to take a few breaths in through the nose and release out through your mouth, just letting go. And then when you're ready, just rolling up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Stand in Tadasana and take a moment just to bring breath in. So consciously draw energy in on your in-breath. And try and find a comfort on your out-breath. We move into Surya Namaskar. So bring your hands into your heart when you're ready. Lovely. So take an out-breath and reach tall, a back bend if that suits you. Exhale, fold into forward bend. Nose to knee. Stepping back with the right foot, kneeling lunge, dropping to that knee. Just holding here for a moment. Introduce a lovely stretch into that right hip flexor. Point your right toe. Feel lovely and stretched where you are. Looking up again, opening the heart center. Lovely. So ground your hands, tuck your right toes under, sweep the left foot back into a plank position. Lovely line between the heels and the shoulders. And dropping to knees, chest, chin, scoop through into a cobra, point your toes. And then tuck toes under, push up and back into downward facing dog just for a moment, adjusting the feet if you need to bring that breath into the body. And then look forward, step the right foot through between the hands, drop to the left knee, point your left toe, looking up. Softening into the left hip flexor now. And then tuck the left toe under, come up to forward bend, extend and look up. Inhale here, exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweeping hands high. Exhale, hands to the heart. Lovely, left side now. So breathe in and rise, back bending again. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Left foot steps back, kneeling lunge, point the toe, look up. Plank position. And knees, chest, chin, scooping into cobra or up dog if you're feeling a little bit more supple now. And exhale, downward facing dog. Left foot steps through, kneeling lunge, softening into the right hip flexor. Lovely. Right foot steps through. Extend your forward bend. Look up. Exhale, nose to knees. Stand tall. Breathe in. Sweep hands high. Exhale, hands to the heart. Take a moment here. Observe your breathing. The heat you've generated in your body. Okay, so we're just going to add a crescent moon lunge after we lunge. I'll talk you through this one. Okay, establish your breathing here. Exhale, then breathe in, reach tall, back bending if that's comfortable. Exhale, folding forwards, forward bend, nose to knees. Right foot steps back, kneeling lunge, point the toe, ground, and sweep both hands high into your crescent moon. Just stay here for a moment. Spread the chest, soften the shoulders, open the throat if that's comfortable. Sink nice and low and draw energy in on your in-breath. Wonderful. Let's ground the hands. Plank position. Sweep that left foot back. Knees, chest, chin. Cobra or upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Lovely. Step the right foot through between the hands again. Kneeling lunge. Sweep both hands high. When you feel steady again, we're breathing here for a few breaths. And exhale, hands to the ground. Find plank position. Knees, chest, chin. Sweep it through. Exhale into downward facing dog. Just holding here. And we're just going to step forwards now into extended forward bend. Inhale, looking up. Exhale, forward bend. Sweep hands high. Exhale, hands to the heart. And we're moving into Suri Namaskara A now. I'll talk you through the first one and then we will repeat that four more times to build some heat into the body. Just remember, bring breath into the heart space throughout this practice, really. Okay, so take your out breath, breathe in, lift hands high, back bending. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Looking up, extend your forward bend. Find plank position. Either knees, chest, chin, or Chaturanga Dandasana down. Inhaling up to upward dog and down into downward facing dog. Holding here, five breaths. Adjust the feet if you need to. And use this as your resting pose. Wonderful. And after your five breaths, looking forwards, jumping or stepping through, extended forward bend. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep hands high. Exhale, hands to your heart. Lovely. So just take a couple of breaths here. So repeating that four more times in your own time. I will come around and give you hints if you need it. So just flowing when you're ready into this practice. Five breaths in, downward facing dog. Lovely, lovely straight spine. Bring the breath in and feel the back of your heart space broadening, shoulders widening. Lovely, lovely straight spines. Well done. Remember, you can rest between rounds. If you'd like to flow straight in, we have three more rounds. Again, holding for your five breaths. please pause if you feel the breath is ragged. If you'd like to draw more heat in, flowing straight into your next one. Two more to go. Five breaths in, downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. One more round. Elbow nice and high, draw the chest towards your thighs. If you feel a little long, step your feet forward a little. If you're feeling a little short in the down dog, take the feet away. And then look up as you jump or step forward, extend your forward bend. Beautiful. Please take a moment here. Re-establish your breathing, and if you need water, having a sip now. Okay. Need water? Well done, very nice. We're going to flow now into Suri Namaskara B. I'll talk you through this one. We're going to hold our warriors a little bit longer than we normally do so that we can really open into the chest. So we're going to almost hold a globe on our shoulders when we go into warrior one, Virabhadrasana one. So just feel nice and open in the chest. Okay, so this one starts and finishes with chair pose. So just spread the feet a little. Hip distance apart, ground the feet. When you exhale, drop fingers and sweep them to the floor, sink into chair, sweep the hands up to touch the ears, arms lifted. As you exhale, fold into forward bend, nose to knees. Look up on your in-breath. Step or jump into your plank position and either a press up to the floor or knees, chest, chin. Come into cobra or up dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. And then turn your right toes out 45 degrees. Step the left foot through between the hands. Sweep both hands high into warrior one. So hips are forwards, front leg bent, grounded right foot, pivot the right ankle to the right side. If you'd like to open now, feel as though you're holding a globe on your shoulders. So bending at the elbows, opening, and even looking up, open the throat as well as the heart. The throat and heart chakra. So remember, breathing as fully as you can. So if you are looking up, just make sure there's no creasing of the back of the neck, that the neck is lovely and long, that the shoulders are soft. Wonderful. And then look to the floor, bow to the earth, ground the hands, step back into plank position. Another vinyasa, so press up to the floor, breathe into up dog, exhale, down dog. This time turning left toes out 45 degrees, right foot steps through. Warrior one, right side. And then again opening the arms. Softening into the shoulders. Shining the heart forwards. Yeah.
breath flowing. Again, bows to the earth, ground the hands, step back into plank. Another vinyasa. Press up, upward facing dog, downward facing dog, and we'll hold down facing dog again for 5 breaths. Lovely straight spines. So lovely grounded hands, feel the palms pressing into the earth. And then we are coming forward. So looking forwards, come into extended Uttanasana. Exhale, nose to knees, and sweeping hands high, chair pose, sinking nice and low into that chair. And standing tall, return to Tadasana, please. Roll back the shoulders, shake out your legs. We're gonna flow more swiftly through that sun salutation. And instead of holding warriors, we're just going to flow with the breath. Please miss out the vinyasas if you need to. So just come to downward facing dog rather than vinyasa, your choice. So remember, working with the heart chakra also means working with kindness, the principle of ahimsa. So please be kind and rest if you need to. Okay, so just establish your breathing again. Bending knees, sweep fingers to the floor, come into chair, breathing in, lovely. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Inhale, looking up, extend that forward bend. Stepping or jumping into plank position, Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhaling up dog, exhale, downward facing dog. Lovely, right toes turn out, left foot steps through, sweeping hands high, Virabhadrasana 1, lovely. Bows to the earth again. Left foot steps back, plank position, either a vinyasa or just come straight to downward facing dog now. Lovely. Left toes turn out. Right foot steps through. Right side of Virabhadrasana 1. Sink it nice and low. And ground the hands again. Plank position again, either down dog or vinyasa. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog, downward facing dog. We're holding here now for further 5 breaths. And after your 5 breaths, looking forward, stepping or jumping into extended forward bend. Exhale, nose to knees, sweep hands high into chair pose. And stand into your Tadasana. Please shake out your wrists, shake out the legs, roll back your shoulders. Please have water if you need it. Well done. So hopefully you're nice and warm now, and we're going to work into some back bends now so that we can open into the heart. So we'll just flow down to the floor now. So when you're ready, take your out breath, breathe in, reach tall, the back bend, and then fall forwards into forward bend, nose to knees. Breathe in, looking up. Exhale to plank. And just lower yourself to the floor. And just rest on one cheek for a moment. So with pointed toes, the feet can be slightly apart or together. And if they're together, just drop the heels out to the side. We're going into locust pose. Bring your arms by your sides, palms up. And when you're ready, neutralize your head, look to the floor. On your next in-breath, lift the head, shoulders, arms, hands, feet and thighs from the floor. As you exhale, lower down and tap the chin on the floor. Lovely. Breathe in to lift up. So dynamically working into locust, exhale it down. Beautiful. 3 more lift and lowers. Lifting on the in-breath, shining your heart forwards, exhaling release. One last dynamic breath, and then on your next in-breath, I'd like you to raise yourself up, and hold in your locus position. And if it suits you, you can interlace your fingers behind your back, only if that feels comfortable for your shoulders. Lifting hands away from you if they are interlinked, and rising, opening. And after your five breaths, please release down, rest on the other cheek, and take a moment here. Beautiful, well done. Just allow the breath to settle a little. So you may notice the heat in the body that you generated from your sun salutations is also maintained when we do these back bends, because you're predominantly on the core area, boosting your internal fire, your Agni. We work in Sphinx position now, so looking forwards, just raise yourself up and place your elbows underneath your shoulders and squeeze the elbows in and ensure that your palms are flat. Lovely. So lovely Sphinx position. This is quite an easy back bend if you are just releasing and melting and softening. But this also needs to be active, so I'd like you to just point your toes, activate your legs, draw the hips forwards as you tuck the navel in and tuck the tummy in. Start to lift the chest, lift the throat, and actively shine the heart and throat forwards. So you're lengthening as well as reaching upwards. And feel both palms grounded. Breathe here. Active, but a comfort here. Four more breaths. And after your four breaths, resting on the other cheek. Well done. And working into bow pose now. So ensure your head is straight, bend both knees, try and take hold of your feet or ankles, and then ensuring your head stays straight, breathe in, lift the head, the chest, push into the hands with the feet, almost feel as though the legs are straightening. And if you have got hold of your ankles, try and flex your feet, see if you can lift a little bit higher, breathing here, open into that heart space. And two more breaths. And you rest on the other cheek. You can let go of your feet now. We'll just do one bow pose. Wonderful, well done. And then push into your hands, so place them under your shoulders. Push up and back into child pose. So nice wide knees, sit back onto your heels, big toes touching. And just release your arms by your sides, palms up, and just melt into the lower back and into the back of that heart space. Just allow the breath to settle a little. Okay, when you're ready, come back to all fours and push up and back into a blissful downward facing dog, pedaling out the back of the legs, maybe wiggling the hips and tail, maybe lifting hands, just loosening up the spine. If you'd like to take a vinyasa, you're free to move into plank position, chaturanga, up dog and down dog. And then we will go to all fours now, dropping to knees and hands. And we're going to repeat the cat and cow pose to limber up the spine. So with pointed toes, lift the tailbone first as you stack your vertebrae and look up. And as you exhale, drop the tailbone and round into your spine. So just on all fours, lovely. But just as we started, breathing in to look up and exhale to round. Remembering as you look in to draw your navel in, feel a lovely stretch along the front body, all the way from the pubic bone to the chin. Exhale, round, drop the chin down. Really push into those hands, around the spine like a cat. more time, and then you can sit back onto your heels, but in high kneeling, so just lift your chest high.
We're moving into camel pose now. Okay, so two choices. If your spine feels supple, you can have pointed toes. If you are feeling less supple today, just tuck your toes under. The two options are hands into the base of your spine, looking forwards, opening the chest, maybe looking to the sky if that's comfortable for your neck. Or if you go a little deeper, reach for your heels, push into the hips, spread the chest, look forwards or to the sky. Choose your option, whatever option you've chosen. When you're in it, just keep the head nice and straight. And if you just have hands into the small of the back, it might be easier to point the toes, just see how it feels for you to be more stable. So pushing those hips forwards, spread the chest, bring the breath into the heart space. As you spread the chest and bring energy and lovely soft shoulders. And to safety, come out, tuck your chin in, ground the hands, back into a blissful downward facing dog. And when you're ready, drop to all fours. And then we're coming into Dandasana. We're going to really mobilise the spine while we continue to breathe into the heart space, front and back. So in Dandasana, legs outstretched ahead of you, flex your feet, really feel the legs grounded, palms by your sides, by your hips. Push into the hands, lift the chest, tuck your tummy in and breathe. Nice soft shoulders. Almost feel as if the shoulder blades are squeezing together. Moving into a twist now, Ardha Matsyendrasana. So we're going to bend both legs slightly, bring the right foot to the left buttock, and step the left foot over the right knee, and just ground that left foot over the right knee. And if that doesn't work for you, you can just go into a cross-legged position. We're now going to hug the left leg with the crook of the right elbow, and then bring the left fingertips behind the spine onto the floor behind you. As you breathe in, lift your spine, tuck your tummy in. And as you exhale, look over the left shoulder. Keep breathing out as you twist a little bit deeper. And as you breathe in, feel the chest expanding and the heart space growing and opening. Wonderful. So keeping the legs where they are, we're going to twist the body all the way to the right side. Bring the right fingertips behind you. Hook the left elbow over the left knee. Bend at the elbow, open the hand, and then look over the right shoulder. Keep it nice and soft here. Holding, breathing. Beautiful, and gently release that side. Let's change sides. So bring the left foot to the right buttock and step the right foot over the left knee. Sit nice and tall. This time hug the right knee with the crook of the left elbow and look over the right shoulder. So we're turning. Lovely. Every time you breathe in, feel that spine lifting. Breathe into the heart space. Gently rotating over to the left side, left fingertips on the floor, right elbow hooked over the knee, maybe bending at the elbow, palm open, hand nice and active. Breathing in to lift the spine further, breathing out to twist just that little bit deeper. And gently releasing that twist, very nice. Okay, so just scoot yourself forward a little bit. You're just going to roll back to Apanasana, so rolling back onto your back. Bring your knees in towards your chest and gently rocking from side to side. Just massage the spine.
Feel the base of the spine, the middle spine, the upper back and shoulders in the floor. And moving into bridge pose now. So bend the knees, place the soles of the feet on the floor at hip distance apart. Bring the heels in so the middle finger touches the heel. Scoot onto your shoulders, space between your chin and your chest. Spine nicely aligned. When you're ready, push into both feet. Lift the hips nice and high. And if that's comfortable, interlace your fingers behind your back and extend your arms. Keep looking to the sky. Breathe it here. A lovely stretch to the front body. As you're lifting, if you're squeezing your glutes together, your bottom, release the bottom. Bring the pressure into the lower abdominal area and the upper thighs. If that's not good for your back though, use your bottom to support you. Keep pushing into the feet to lift those hips beautifully high. Keep the breath flowing in. And concentrate on your heart space. Feel the heart opening. And then release the arms and very slowly start to roll down one vertebrae at a time. And then hug your knees in towards your chest and gently rock from side to side. Get massaging your spine. For those of you that would like to go into a crab, you're going to bring the feet to the floor, hip distance apart, bring your hands underneath your shoulders, push into a full crab, the wheel. For those of you that would rather go into dynamic bridge, ground the feet, bring the middle finger to the heels again, and we're going to breathe in to lift into your bridge, and exhale, lower down. So you can just bring your palms by your sides and just lower along the exhale, and breathe in, lift nice and high. If you're in bridge, just four more lifts and lowers, breathing in to lift the hips, exhale to lower down. If you've already gone into the wheel, you may like one more, or you can just hug your knees into your chest in Apanasana. Be kind to yourself. So just gently rock from side to side, massaging the spine again. So we're now moving into Swastikasana, forming a little swastika with the body. So just extend your legs. I'm going to roll over onto tummy so that you're praying, face facing down against the floor. And then bring your hands under the shoulders as if you're going into a cobra. So you're just going to keep the right hand grounded and extend the left hand and arm out. So straighten the left arm out to your side at shoulder height. Lovely, just feel nice and grounded. So this is a lovely opener for the chest, but it's very good for the shoulder. But it is an exercise that you need to be wary of because you only need to go as far as you feel the stretch. So if at the point that you feel that that's just about enough for you, please stop there rather than going to the further steps that I will give you. Okay, so very slowly you're going to start to roll onto the left side of your body by pushing into the right hand and gently rolling over. Now that may be enough of a stretch for you today. Head can be lifted if you want to feel along the extension of the spine. If that's enough, stay there. If you'd like to go a bit deeper, you're going to bend your right leg and place the sole of the foot almost behind you, level with the knee of the left foot. Lovely. And if that's comfortable, you can bend your left leg and bring the feet together and now squeeze the knees together. Only go as far as needs be. So if you're bending your knees, the knees should be up from the mat and the feet are grounded. So start you're going to lift your right arm from the floor and allow the fingers to touch as lovely deck, lifting to meet. Some more open than last week. Squeezing, softening, wherever you are. And then to safely come out, you'll reverse the process. So if the hands are touching, bring your right hand under the shoulder, extend the legs and gently roll onto your tummy. Just take a moment here. And then we need to work the other side. So again, bring hands under the shoulders as though going into a cobra. You're going to bring the right hand out to the right side, extend the right arm, palm down, arm level with the shoulder at shoulder height. Use your left hand, gently push into it to tilt and rock your body onto its right side. And then bend your left leg, place the sole of your foot on the floor, and then the right foot. That's it. So that left leg comes behind the right leg towards the point of the knee level. If that's enough, please stop where you are. If you can.
Stiffer, I am on that side.
And then bring the right foot and then squeeze the knees together. And if that's comfortable, sweep the left arm over to meet the right and try not to rotate that right hand. See, all you're doing is lifting the right fingertips up and then that left arm meets the right one. It's hard to feel where that hand is.
That's amazing.
So keep breathing here, and we're just going to release. That's a reverse the process. Left hand coming down first under the shoulder, extend the legs, roll onto your tummy, lovely. And now push under the shoulders, push up and back into child pose, and bring your arms by your sides to release into the shoulders. Just melt here for a moment. That's wonderful. Very, very tough stretch for the shoulder, the deltoids. So well done, just soften and recover the breath. Okay, so when you're ready, lift your head. And you can face the front of your mat now, so turn around and come back to Dandasana, seated staff pose. And a further twist, we're going to keep the left leg extended, bend the right leg and step the foot over the left leg, just level with the knee, maybe a little higher. And this time, hug the knee with your crook of your left elbow, bring your right fingertips behind you, breathe in to lift, exhale to twist and look behind you, and flex the left toes so that left leg is nice and active. Now if that's good for you, you want to go deeper, you can either bring the left elbow over the knee and bend at the elbow and open the hand, or you can try and bind by bringing the left hand in between the legs and bring the right arm behind you, flex the feet, look over the right shoulder, go to whatever level you've reached. So breathing in, keep lifting the spine on the in-breath, exhale, twisting on the out-breath, excellent. And then gently release that twist, just look over the left shoulder, just for a moment, just open into the chest, hook the right elbow over the right knee. Gently release that twist. Let's change sides. Bend the left leg now. Extend the right leg. Step the left foot over the right knee this time. Nice flexed right foot, active leg. Hug the right with the crook of the right elbow and look over the left shoulder.
Again, you can bind or you can hook the right elbow over the left knee. And keep breathing into that chest, into the heart space. Feel it broaden, widen and open. And then gently release your bind and turn all the way over to the right side, hook the left elbow over the left knee, bend at the elbow, looking over the right shoulder, just releasing these twists. And gently release out, extend back to Dandasana, breathe in, reach up with both arms. Parshvottanasana, forward bend, reaching for the feet or underneath the back of the legs. Take one more opportunity to straighten the spine and look to your big toes. And then round, release nose towards the knees. Neutralizing those twists in Parshvottanasana. So just hold it there, lovely. So every time you breathe in, try and lengthen the body. And as you breathe out, try and lower yourself a little closer to your legs. As you breathe here, bring breath into the back of your heart space. Melt the back of your heart. Wonderful. So two more breaths here. And then look to your big toes and breathe in, reach nice and tall. Exhale, arms down by your sides. And then bend your legs, moving into Baddha Konasana, cobbler's pose, soles of the feet together, draw your heels in towards your groin, take hold of your toes, breathe in, lift your spine, and then hinge at the hip creases, roll over so your nose is aiming for your toes. Releasing, melting, softening. Again, release into the back of your heart space together with your hips. And then breathe in, look up, squeeze your knees together, maybe shake out the legs, wave your feet to release your hips. And then scoot forwards, bend your knees, and we're rolling back now with control. So extend your arms so they're parallel ahead of you. Nice bent knees that scoop the pelvis under as we roll very slowly back towards the floor onto our backs with control. If you need your hands to support you, that's fine by your sides. Otherwise, just roll it back. And when you reach the floor, hug your knees in towards your chest. In Appanasana, gently rocking from side to side. Well done. We're going into a relaxation now, so if you'd like to grab clothing or blankets, pop socks back on, make sure you're warm as your body temperature will drop. And when you're ready, find Shavasana on the floor.